Hey there, I'm Chris Ponick, certified public accountant, certified coach, and the host of the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast. And I want to welcome you to the 10th episode of a new series that I'm doing on this podcast. My intention is to drop one of these additional episodes every Monday while I continue to provide you with the regular Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast episodes, which will continue to help you take control of and understand your business finances with topics that ultimately impact your bottom line. I have many business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals who listen to this podcast, and I want to get more help out there for individuals like you when it comes to mastering your mindset. I'll be taking a few moments each week to touch on topics that many high-stress professionals are dealing with and provide solutions to help you increase your overall well-being. Because I know your time is valuable, just like the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast, my goal is to keep these episodes short and straight to the point, but full of useful information to help you succeed in not only your professional life, but your personal life as well. High-stress professionals experiencing burnout has been a problem that has been increasing over the years due to working long hours, deadlines, and heavy workloads. There are so many individuals who are struggling to find a healthy work-life balance in conjunction with their demanding work environments. Most people relate burnout to physical demands, but it also impacts your emotional and mental wellness as well. There are many things that can impact you when you're feeling burnt out, and how you deal with them can play an essential role in helping you recover from burnout and reclaim control of your life. Let's dive in. First, let's talk about the signs of burnout. You might be feeling tired all the time, or like you just can't recharge your batteries no matter how much sleep you get. You might start feeling like nothing that you do matters in your professional or your personal life. Your productivity may be slightly reduced as well. Recognizing the signs and symptoms of burnout will help you understand when you might be experiencing burnout and can be the first step towards beating burnout. When you're able to recognize these signs early and take steps to prevent burnout, your experience with burnout can be much easier to overcome. If you're suffering from burnout, it's important to take steps to help overcome it. It's your responsibility to keep tabs on how you're feeling in your professional and your personal life so that you can be proactive about these situations. If you need additional support to work through your burnout, I want you to know that there is help available. When you find that your work-life balance is no longer in balance, it's important to become aware of what's causing your burnout in the first place. Are you spending too much time at work and not enough time with your family and friends? Are you consistently saying yes to every project that comes your way, even when you know you don't have the bandwidth to do a good job at it? There are often times when people will confuse burnout with being overwhelmed, and it's important to understand the difference between these two emotions. Feelings of being overwhelmed often come up when you're thinking about everything that you need to do or when you think about how busy you are. It isn't really caused by how much you're actually doing. It can come from being confused about what you need to do, an unclear path, or low productivity. When I'm working with my clients, it's normally a pretty clear decision as to whether they're overwhelmed or they're suffering from burnout. But burnout isn't just about how much you work. It can also pop up in other areas of your life if you're not careful. You need to make sure that you're looking at everything in your life, including your relationships and your goals. You need to take a holistic approach to looking at your life as a whole, the person you are, including all of your dreams and passions, as well as your professional life. So let's dig a little deeper into how you're dealing with burnout. If you'd like to continue listening to the rest of this podcast, I invite you to sign up for my free private podcast where I do a deeper dive into this topic on the Mastering Your Mindset Moments podcast for high-stress professionals. When you're busy working in a high-stress profession, it's often hard to accomplish what you truly want in your life. This private podcast offers solutions that you can immediately apply to your life so that you can not only achieve your goals, but increase your sense of purpose, satisfaction, and lead a more fulfilling and enjoyable life. You can sign up at financialadventure.com/private to hear about the solutions that I provide on this topic. I'll post links to this and other valuable resources for business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals where you're listening to this podcast.